Shalom Rach, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, continue in Mishra Simin Yud Aleph. Simin Yud Aleph, Sif Vav. We're up to Sif Kod Chof Tes. Today is Dal Nisan Toshin Pei Beis. We're going to first begin from the beginning of Sif Vav and then continue what we left off with in the Mishnah Brura. Mechaber tells us, Im Osom Mitzemer Gozel is Pasul, is Psulim. If a person made tzitzis from wool, Masam mitzemer gozel, which was stolen, it's possible. Just like you have a sugya, the third parak in Maseches Sukkah is lulav ha-gozel, a stolen lulav is possible. So too, a person steals tzemer, steals wool, it's psulin. Dechsev v'asu lahem, mishalahem. The pasuk says v'asu lahem, and it has to be yours. You can't steal the wool. Hagah, v'dafka shegaza hachutim. It's only if you stole a chutim. That's when it's possible. In other words, the Ramah is disagreeing with the Mechaber over here. The Mechaber says, if you steal wool and make the wool into tzitzis, the Mechaber says it's possible. The Ramah says, one second, that's not the way I learned the sugyas of Eilu Metzias. Because if you take wool, this is the background, by the way, of the thought process of the Ramah, which we'll see some of this in the Mishnah Brura. If you take wool and then you process it and turn it into strings, so now it's not wool anymore. Like I mentioned yesterday, I have a bag of wool on my desk in my study. People come in, they say, what is that? Is that wool? Like, who sees wool around? This, you take that, you spin it into strings. The reason I have that wool is because when I was teaching Eilu Metzias, so the Mishnah talks about over there, tzemer, wool. So now you show children, you show adults, anybody, this is wool. Who sees wool today? Right? People think, you know, who knows what they think, right? We don't live in that type of agricultural world anymore. So the Ramah says, Adafka shegoz achutim, but if you steal strings, and you make the strings into your tzitzis, so then you're stealing an item, using that stolen item for the mitzvah. That's a mitzvah haba b'aveira. You can't do a mitzvah by doing aveira. That's why a lulav ha-gozel is possible. You're picking up the lulav to do a mitzvah, and at the same time, you're stealing it. That's possible. Avlim gozel tzemer v'asan chutin. But if you steal wool, and you made it into chutin, into strings, ksherim. You could use it for your tzitzis. Miu lechatchila aser la'asoysen. However, lechatchila, you don't go ahead and steal wool and turn it into tzitzis. Inam bracha ayin likamon reish simen tof reish mem tes. In regards to the bracha, take a look later on in regards to the halachas of dalar minim. Now, I'm just going to reiterate something which should be stated very, very succinctly and quickly in short form, and we go further and not focus on that point. We are not discussing a person is a tzaddik by doing a mitzvah of stealing the wool and making it into tzitzis and strings, because this person knows the sugya that if you take an item and you change it into something else, it's not that original item anymore. And therefore, you don't come and say, oh, look at the nice wool I'm wearing, when you're referring to your tzitzis. No, you're wearing strings. It happens to be made out of wool. And you know what? Most people, honestly, many people don't even know what the strings of the tzitzis are made from. They don't necessarily know. But Maisa, this is wool. So this person who stole the wool and turned it into strings, he's doing the wrong thing, as the Ramah tells us clearly. Halachically, as we had mentioned yesterday, there is a big picture. There are dalachaki shulchan aruch, and just like in choshe mishpat, when you steal someone's item, if someone would steal someone's item, and he would change that item, that wood that he stole, into a chair, so now it's a shina ma'isa. It's a shina shame. It's a different name. Let's say this yush, so you could use that chair now. You could keep it. Is he a tzaddik? You give him shlishi? You give him shishi? No. That's a different issue. We want to know, can you be yitz with a mitzvah with it? So, we have over here Sifkon Choftes. Shegozel chutim. Ayin b'magin Avram. Take a look at the Magin Avram. According to the way the Magen Avraham is learning the sugya, the Rama is arguing is chaylik on the mechaber. Uladvar v'hagazu chaylik on the mechaber. The svir lei, the kramiyet afilu im osa achutin mitzem ragazu. Because the Rama holds, the kramiyet afilu im osa achutin, even if you made the strings, mitzem ragazu, from the wool that was stolen. In other words, the mechaber would say that in the case of the Rama, where a person stole the strings, in both cases the Mechaber says it's possible. In the Rama would say no. If you stole wool and turned to strings, it's mutter. It's only the strings itself that would be the problem. Now in Sif Katan Lamed we get a lot of clarification. What's going on here in this discussion? So if you took wool without permission, which means you stole it, and you made that wool into strings, the Rama says ksherim, it's kosher. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Hataz mevar the Ayri Rama. The Taz says we're discussing here in the Rama. Hechi the have yush gamkein. There was also a scenario of yush. What does yush mean? Yush means the owner gave up hope. The owner gave up hope of ever getting it back. Let's give an example of giving up hope of getting something back. You're walking down in a busy Manhattan street, and you took off your watch and you put it in your pocket, and you're walking down a few blocks and your phone rings, and you pull out your phone and you answer the call, and you're on the call, and you go down two more blocks, you put your phone back in your pocket, and you get to your destination, you can't find your watch. And then you realize, you remembered, you put your watch in your pocket. You're miyayish. You're going to go back those five blocks where you came from. You think you're going to find your watch? You know, like people walked by and stepped on it and maybe someone picked it up and kept it for himself. You're miyayish. Doesn't mean you can't go look for it, but after even if you go look for it and you see it's not there, you're miyayish. You give up hope. You're not going to get it back. So that's the same over here. The Taz explains the Rama. We're talking about a case there was also yush. The kanye be yush, and then you acquired it, the thief acquired it because the original owner gave up hope. Vishinui Hashem. As well as Shinui Hashem, like we said earlier. When someone says to you, what are you wearing on your, what are those strings coming out? It doesn't say what are those wool coming out from your pants. He says, what are your strings? What are those strings for? It's a shini Hashem. You take wool, you change the process, you turn it into something else called strings. We call them tzitzis. The mikar tzemer v'hashlechutin. First it was wool, now it's strings. That's the way the Taz learns. The Magen Avraham, he says as follows. The Rama is talking about a case like this. Mashu d'svirlei da'afilu koid miyush kosher. The Magen Avraham is more lenient. The Magen Avraham says, even if the original owner did not give up hope from getting back his wool, the reason why a person who steals that wool can fulfill the mitzvah of those tzitzis, because it's a shina maisa. He changed. It's not just a shina hashem. Shina hashem means to change. Shame is the name. It was wool. Now it's called tzitzis. Shina maisa means you change the item. You do something to the item itself. This is pshat. And the reason is because of shina maisa. So the Gra agrees with the Magen Avraham. The reason why you can fulfill, not you, but a person can fulfill the mitzvah of the tzitzis with that stolen wool is because he changes it over into, he does a maisa, he changes it into something else. Now, what happens to a person that steals the actual strings? He's a ganav, he steals the strings themselves. So Reuben goes ahead, he steals the strings, he steals the tzitzis, and he sells them to Shimon. Reuven steals the Shimon. The second person, Shimon, who acquired it from Reuven, Shimon is not going to fulfill his obligation, his mitzvah. Why not? Because there's no yish. The original owner didn't give up his hope of getting it back. The shina reshus below yish, changing locations. Shina reshus. Without yish, without the original person giving up hope, loikana. So then Shimon, in this case, did not acquire it. The new owner did not acquire it. Loikarina bay v'asu lahem. And we do not call it v'asu lahem, which means you have to own it. You have to own your tzitzis. And if you do not own your tzitzis, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. That's what we learned yesterday. Now, let's say in the case where after it came to the hands of the second person, after the second person acquired it, that's when the original owners gave up hope. So he says in that case, there's a difference of opinions as to whether or not it's considered to be yours. And once again, in the case where you acquired it, Shimon acquired it from Reuven, and then after Shimon acquired it, that's when the original owners gave up hope. Okay, so in that case, there's the machlokes. Take a look in Choshen Mishpat. It says the Mishnah Berurah as to whether or not they're considered to be yours. And if they're considered to be yours, then you can fulfill the mitzvah. If they're not considered to be yours, then you cannot fulfill the mitzvah. Another scenario: v'im nisiyayishu v'achakach machron. The original owner is miyayish, gives up hope. V'achakach machron. Then he sells it. The second person acquires its tzitzis. The second person does acquire it. Now, in that case, what's the first step? Yish. Yish is the first step. He gave up hope. So then, when Reuven sells it to Shimon afterwards, now Shimon acquires it. There was already yish and shini reshus. Now, even in regards to the bracha, it's a mashav of the Magen Avram in Siman Tofresh Memtes, the halachas of Dalad Minim, the Yuchel Avarech Bezeh, you can even make a bracha. It's not considered to be called a mitzvah habab avera, mitzvah comes by doing an avera. Kevin Shulai Gaza, because he didn't steal it. Because there was first Yush and then Shinu Rishus. We got Mataz. The Agra was also machmir with this, that therefore there are those reasons, those placements say not to, it's not considered to be yours, and therefore you should not make a bracha. You should not make a bracha. If you're going to ask me a question, well, how do you know if the person gave up hope? Well, so what's the answer to that question? That's the whole sugya of Yishlo Midas. Bayer Amar, right? Yishlo Rav Amar, right? Lo Abi Yish. That's Eilu Metzius, 101. Okay. Now, even though, says the Ramah, if a person stole wool and made it into tzitzis so he could fulfill the mitzvah, of course we don't do that. Because of mitzvah haba be'aveira. So there's a question over here. If you go to the sugya in Sukkah, in the third parak of Maseches Sukkah, Tosis explains, the Rishonim explain, when we say mitzvah habab avera, what does that mean? That means that you're doing a mitzvah, a person's doing a mitzvah that comes about through doing an avera. It's in my head, so I just want to say it and get it out of my head. But imagine a person wants to go kiss a sefer Torah, but it happens to be that in front of him and the Sefer Torah, there's another person. So he puts on his shoulder pads, and he knocks him down. He's kissing the Sefer Torah. Oh, you haven't admitted while you were in my way. I can't do, you're holding me back from doing my mitzvah. Right? That's absurd, of course. So I don't know, if you want to call it mitzvah b'aveira, or maybe something worse, you don't plow someone down, so you could kiss the Sefer Torah. The Rishonim explain, when there's an iser mitzvah b'aveira, what is that? That's be'idna the osik, but at the same time, that you're doing the mitzvah, that's when you're doing avera. So for example, they explain, for Reuven to steal Shimon's lulav before Sukkos, there's no specific mitzvah before Sukkos to do the to take the lulav. There's no mitzvah. So many Rishonim learn that we're talking about a case when you pick up the lulav on Sukkos itself, on the first day of Sukkos, for example. You take someone else, because when you pick it up, at that point in time, you can be doing the mitzvah. So you take, someone comes to shul, puts down his lulav, you take his lulav at the time you go to do the mitzvah. The question is over here, the Mishmur says, you shouldn't do this because of mitzvah baba aveiro. Because you'll be doing a mitzvah that comes to do an aveiro. Now, when is the mitzvah of tzitzis? The mitzvah of tzitzis is to wear the tzitzis, not to put the tzitzis on the four corner garment. That's what we'll call it maybe a hechsher mitzvah. A hechsher mitzvah to get, you can't do the mitzvah of wearing it unless you make it. But if you can make all the tzitzis in the world and you never wear a four corner garment, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. So how do you have a situation of mitzvah baba aveiro? So it's interesting. If you take a look at the Be'er Halacha, it's to the left side of the page where we're reading from, over here. And the Be'er Halacha says, I'm b'mishnah ruma shekasavnu shum mitzvah baba aveiro. Because what's the problem if you take those strings, and even though it was wool, and you turn to strings, you still shouldn't do it, says the Ramah. So it explains the Mishnah because of a Mishnah mitzvah abba b'avera. V'after gvar kono isom tchila the yush v'shinoi v'ein avera ba min ha-mitzvah gufa. So he's addressing our issue. He says, even though you acquired it through yush, the original owner gave up hope, v'shinoi, and changed it into strings from wool, v'ein avera ba min ha-mitzvah gufa, and the avera is not coming from the actual mitzvah itself, but since came in the can in this situation, he's spinning it. He's spinning the wool into string, and the tviya is a chelik of the mitzvah. The tviya, the spinning it, is part of the mitzvah of the tzitzis. How do we know the tviya is part of the mitzvah of the tzitzis? You know how we know that? Because you have an obligation midoraisa to make, to spin it l'shma. To spin the tzitzis l'shma. Says the Mishnah, that's the case. If the case of the spinning it is a chelik of the mitzvah, then he says here, the ha b'inan tvi l'shma me'mela bo'a kinin alidei ha-mitzvah. Therefore, the acquisition of the tzitzis came through that mitzvah. That's the mitzvah haba b'aveira. The spinning it is the aveira. Why is the spinning the aveira? I asked you that I'm not wearing it right now. And the answer is, why not? Because I'm doing a chelik of the mitzvah of the tzitzis. I'm spinning it. So that is exactly like we said from the Rishonim in Sukkah, that just like when you pick up the lulav on the day of Sukkos, and I take, and Reuven takes Shimon's lulav, he's stealing it at that time when he's doing the mitzvah. He's stealing it. He's picking it up and he's stealing it at the same time when he's doing the mitzvah. So too, the spinning of the tzitzis is a chelik of the mitzvah of the tzitzis, and that's when he's turning, he's changing from the wool to the, taking from the wool to the strings, and that's the mitzvah baba aveira. The Gra says, you can't make a brach on such tzitzis like this, even though he doesn't necessarily learn that it's mitzvah. Baba Vera could be, he doesn't necessarily learn like this. I just want to go back, before we go further, I want to go back, before you see Sifkon Lamed Aleph, or rather Lamed Beis, to the Lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah says, Miyu lechadchil is also la'asoyson. He says, lechadchil it's also to do like this. nechatchila is also to steal it, to weave it into from the wool into the strings. Now, it should be also with the evet as well. What's lechatchila? If we're saying it's a mitzvah abba b'aveira, so it should be also even with the evet. Okay, let's go further. Simimem test, the pasuk over there, so the Ramah told us, take a look as to whether or not you can make a bracha on this. Take a look in Simen Tafresh Memtes. What does it say in Simen Tafresh Memtes? It says over there that he says, Shom Pasuk De'ein Yochel Levarech Alav, that you cannot make a bracha on such an item like this. Okay. Nu Simen, Nu Sif rather. Chutin Sh'ulin Halvahi. Deloy Hadri Beinayu. In order to understand Siv Zayin, we have to remind ourselves that there is an obligation similar to that of the Esrog, that you have to own Mishal Lachem, Lakachum Lachem Bayim Rishoy, you have to own your Esrog in the first day of Sukkot. So too, that Sittes have to be yours, Mishal Lachem. So here the Mechaber tells us, chutin, the strings, she'ulin, that are borrowed. It's a term of borrowed. Halvahi. They really are actually called a halva. What's the difference between she'ulin, borrowed, and halva? So we're going to see that you have to own it. And if you own it, you can do the mitzvah with it. If you don't own it, you can't do the mitzvah with it. Because they're not returned as is. The strings are not returned as is, but rather they're considered to be yours. They're considered to be the proper property of the borrower, and since they're the property of the borrower, you can fulfill your mitzvah with it. Says the Mishnah Sif Katan Lamed Gimel. Chutin Sh'ula. Now we're going to discuss the terms, because it's very important to know what do these words mean. So he says here in Sif Kot Lamed Gimel, Perush, Kol Loshon She'elo, Mashma She'yachze Loi Oisei Dover Be'en. When you say you're going to borrow something from someone, in the halachic term of She'elo, that word means, I'm going to borrow this item from you, I'm going to borrow your lawnmower, and return the lawnmower to you. That's She'elo. Now, Loshon Halva, but halva, the term halva is to spend. In other words, when you ask somebody, can I borrow $5? So when you pay him back the $5, it's not going to be the same serial number of bill of a $5 bill. That's you give $5 to be spent. It's gone. You can give back a replacement of the same value. Now, why is that important to know? V'iluchutin shu'ulin. Because when we say chutin she'ulin, even though normally you want to get back the same exact thing, here we're saying v'iluchutin she'ulin mistama havi halva v'karin bei mishalehem. When you borrow someone's strings, so we're saying it's considered to be yours, and you can fulfill a mitzvah with it. Uchadidei dami, and it's like it's yours. Av im sha'olom. Loy al daita shechzim loy be'en loy varach alayim. The yesh loymar shehishilam loy lemelacha acheres. Avim hishila loy tzitzis musukanim ke'ein shelano shem shezur m'psukim mutalit loysam metalis levarach alayim. The mishmur says that im shilam loy al daita shechzim loy be'en. If you borrow them, the person lent it to you with intention that he wants those exact strings back. So what's he saying? He's saying that they're not yours. They're mine. I just lent it to you for whatever it was, for the day. So he says, don't make a bracha on that. Oh. Because some might say, maybe he lent it to you to do something else with it. But if a person lent you tzitzis that are shazer, twisted together and used, designated for the mitzvah tzitzis, you can make a bracha on that. The vadai nastam loy b'matana almanas lahachzer, because in that case we say he's giving you a gift. You use it when you want; it's considered to be yours, and when you finish it, you give it back. Therefore, you can make a bracha on it, and therefore you can make a bracha on it. Let's see a little further in Sif Ches. Mechaber says Hamishtachave lebehema samra pasul letzitzis. Person who bows down. We finish over here. Mutter. Oh, let's finish the last line. Sorry. Mutter l'tloisam b'talisa l'varchalaya. We said the vade nusam l'matan al manas l'achzer. Fine. Siv ches. Says the mechaber. Hamishtachev on bows down to an animal. He worships an animal. We call this avodah zarah. He bows down to an animal. Sounds crazy. The wool of that animal, tsamro, is posel tzitzis. It's posel tzitzis. Tsamro is posel tzitzis. Says the Mishmar Sifkat Named Hei, number 35. After Davra Hanevod, Eini Osir, Elul Karban Avol Lehejet Shari, even though something which was worshipped, after Davra Hanevod, is Eini Osir Elul Karban, it's only Osir for a Karban. But for a regular person who's not giving for a basic mikdash, a hedyot, shari is permissible. Mikol makom, also le mitzvah tzitzis. Nonetheless, it's also le mitzvah tzitzis. Hayavat tzarech gavayahu. When it comes to mitzvah tzitzis, we're saying, even though normally it should be mutter, but you're doing a mitzvah out of this. So it's likened to that of a carbon. That same status. Moz klapik avoye. It's disgusted by Hashem. Hayol de lo yishtani kol kach. It didn't change so much. So a person bows down to the sheep. And then you're going to use that wool from that sheep. He bows down, he's worshipping the sheep. Worshipping a god by bowing down to the sheep. Then he's going to use that wool to make tzitzis, to remind of all the mitzvahs. This doesn't make any sense. Hayol de lo yishtani kol kach. Da'adai nechazusei olav. Because it still has the appearance. People see it's wool. So, in regards to the wool, there's still that much of a resemblance that it connects, connected to the original bowing down to it. But in regards to if a person bows down to flax, he bows down to the flax, the planted flax, which originally is like wool in regards to the way it looks. Not once it's made into threads, it's totally gone. It doesn't have any appearance of its original source. So the person, let's say, bowed down to the flax, he would definitely be permitted, says the Mishmar over here, to turn that and make that into a tzitzis. Mr. Shem, we continue with Sivches tomorrow.